But as we put the new bulkhead together piece by piece, my dad knowing exactly what went where, I looked at him. How do you know how to build a bulkhead? The heavy mallet he was swinging paused in midair. I spent a summer in college building them on the Jersey Shore. You did? I thought I knew everything about my dad. All his random jobs. I knew about the apple orchard. The summer at the horseradish manufacturing plant that burned his hands raw. And even the diner line cook position, where he learned how to make the best omelet in the Western Hemisphere. But I never knew this. Yep, now come up here and let me teach you how to use this circular saw. As he explained the importance of not setting the blade too deep, information I quickly tucked away in the same place I store the information about how to use the tire gauge, I realized that maybe it's not that there's nothing left to say. Maybe it's just that I've spent my life asking him the wrong questions. A few weeks later, after my family and I moved back into our renovated house, I called my parents. Dad answered. "Hi, sweets," he said. "Here's Mom." "Wait, Dad," I said. "How are you?" We ended up talking about the consulting gig he was working on, a new battery he'd bought for his sailboat, a refi my husband and I were looking into to bundle our home renovation loan. Nothing life-changing, nothing earth-shattering. To anyone else, it would sound like a normal conversation between a dad and his daughter. But to me, it was novel, a new beginning. I spent the first part of my life needing to talk to my dad. Now I talk to him because I want to.